Hi, I'm Toby Crockford from the 4ZZZ News team. Being a British and Jamaican expat, Carly Day has always had a passion for everything Jamaican. But that passion has grown and led to Carly serving Jamaican food to 600 people per day at Bluesfest in Byron Bay. She has now moved into pop-up festivals and fine dining experiences. Two pop-ups are happening in Brisbane during the next month, but they are more than just public events. They're all about spreading the happiness and love of everyday Jamaican people, regardless of circumstances or backgrounds. Here is my chat with the Jar Joint founder.
So, Carly, just tell me about the festival. When did it start and how did it start?
Well, the brand's been going for 5 years now. It basically started me being English Jamaican expat and coming over to Australia and loving Australian people and Australian life, but having all my Jamaican family overseas and the cooking and the culture and the music and the food. So I started to create a brand of the base flavours of Jamaican cooking so people could experience simple Jamaican food, traditional Jamaican food. They're made here, they're 100% natural, they're gluten-free, but they really represent what Jamaican food is about, which is about, you know, chicken and slowly cooked meats and really yummy sides that are zesty and quite spicy. And yeah, it started there 5 years ago. So we started big festivals, Blues Festival in Bay, you know, testing the market. So really it's a food company, it's how it started. And the pop-ups, you know, adding the musical theatre and the dancing production started about 12 months ago. And it was really just a natural progression, really, from me working with a lot of the West End community and the creatives in West End and seeing all these amazing, whether they're fire twirler performers or DJs or MCs, and seeing that they didn't have a platform where they could express their love for Caribbean music, but in their own art form, you know. So with a lot of artists, they kind of get run around from behaving and producing their art whatever way the venue wants. And there's a big reggae community in Brisbane. So I was just more concerned about giving these guys an employment opportunity, but them expressing their own production and their own artistic talent.
What you mentioned there, the Jamaican community in Brisbane is very big. Could you just give me an idea of the scale there and how many different sort of artists are going to be involved in these pop-ups?
Well, I work with about a crew of 30 people slash bands, and that's just in Brisbane. They range from DJs to MCs to rappers to producers, to fire twirlers, to caricature performers. And that's not everyone. You know, obviously we've all got a limited amount of time. And yeah, it's just a huge theme here. I mean, I think, you know, being in West End, you know, as you'd know, West End is a creative hub for Brisbane. And creativity spurs off in loads of different directions. But reggae is something which I think Queenslanders and people that reside in Brisbane are getting more and more familiar with, which is awesome. You know, and reggae as well, it takes so many forms. So it's not like, I mean, I think people have this ideology of reggae as just Bob Marley. I mean, there is with any type of music, there's subgenres beneath subgenres. So there's reggaeton, there's dancehall, there's calypso, and the Caribbean culture, which obviously Jamaica is part of the Caribbean, has these beautiful infused elements of all those different types of Caribbean sound. And yeah, that takes form in many different musical elements, you know, drum and bass, dubstep, trap. So yeah, it's exciting to develop what we're developing, and it has gone pretty quickly, but it has been 5-6 years of really hard work in the background, and then it's been the past 12 months where it's really skyrocketed to that point where it is right now.
Obviously, because you're a British and Jamaican expat, obviously fond of Jamaican culture, but what do you think makes Jamaican food, Jamaican music, Jamaican artwork in general, what makes it so good, and what's your favourite part about it?
For me, all the effort and energy I put into building Jar and then going there and realising why it meant so much to me, I think the reason why Jamaican culture is important in humanity is because because their experience and journey of rising from absolute horrendousness is something that all humans can relate to. You know, as far as corruption goes and job opportunities and having support from the government with healthcare, education, and jobs is nothing. Yet they always smile. And they're very simple people with regards to, they know what's real about life. You know, they'll get up on the beach, they'll get a little gas, a little literal camping gas thing on the go, cook up some really amazing food. They'll invite people they don't even know along. So it's very much this community vibe, and that's innate within Jamaicans. And they would probably have $2 in their bank account. And I think all of humanity and all humans can learn from that, you know, particularly in Western culture where we are socially engineered to think completely about ourselves, which is devoid of human happiness, really. They live that day in, day out. And I think that's, you know, the key to happiness, to open up your house, share experiences with people, share food with people, share music, sing, dance, laugh. And they're very spiritual-based people, you know. So the natural vibration, raising activities of engaging in sharing food on a beach with just a blanket or just, you know, just a patch of grass, engaging in singing and speaking your truth, engaging in looking out for one another is what all humans are here for. Yeah. You know, it's our natural reason why we're alive. So I think, you know, apart from my own roots from that culture, I really believe that we all can learn from that. And it's truth and it's love and it's what makes people feel happy. It simplifies life.
And Carly, for those listening who are interested in Jar Joint and want to get more info, where can they go to?
They can go to our website, which is thejarjoint.com.au /public. Which is our list of public events that we're doing until the end of 2017. And we have two pop-ups, Notting Hill Carnival at the Flaming Galah on November the 23rd, 3 p.m. till 3 a.m. And then we have December the 9th, which is the Jar Joint Experience, which is the fine dining, food, musical theatre at a converted house in Newstead. But yeah, just thejarjoint.com.au/public.
Toby Crockford, 4ZZZ News.